We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting from the new Mishnah on top of Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Mekulam Hayinaitel Echod Ma'asara Truma. We just learned that there are 40 chalas when it comes to Toida. We explained how many Asara there was. Now, every one of those 40 chalas, there's four types. One out of the 10 matzah, of each of the 10 matzah, and one out of the chametz goes to the kohen, which is four chalas total. It's called a truma. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, v'hikriv mimenu echod nikol karban truma l'Hashem l'kohen azarek esdam ha'shlom lo yiyah. It goes to the kohen who brings the toida. He gets one of each chala. And we darshan the word echod, v'kimenu echod nikol karban. Echod teaches us, so you to paris nikol karban, you don't take a piece of the chala, give him a ganze chala. And the Lishayta Paras, period. Mikol carbon, shu kol kavanois shavais, which means all you have to have 10 from each. You can't have 15 from the chalais and 5 from the rekikim, because then you can end up taking a part of the truma that has to have both types. Each truma has to be a separate carbon. Therefore, it has to be even, 10 of each. Because if not, if it would be 15 and 5, then that one truma would be on 5 and 5. And will be two different types. So therefore, it has to be called Kabbalah Shavuot. So you do a Kabbalah Chaver. Like Kohen Azarek Dam Shlom Lo Yiyah. What's that teaching us? That it goes to the Kohen, and the rest, the other 36 Chalas, Vashar Nechol LeBailim, that are eaten to the Bailim, and whoever he gives it out to, like we spoke out on the Akdama to the Mishnah, then when you give out those Chalas, then you're showing that you're thanking Hashem, because they want to know why you're giving out so many Chalas. You're making a huge party to serve all those Chalas. It says the Suda Zayda for all the Nisim that Hashem did. And I think the reason, I didn't see this before, anyway, but why are there four different types of chalas? Like we say in Hoidu Hashem Kitoiv, there's four different nisim that you bring a toida for. The Yardei Hayam, Achol Shiras Rapa, came out of Beis Asurim, and so on and so forth. That these are the four different things that's where four different chalas. That might be the reason. Someone's trying to makayf me on Shabbos that had to, was connected to Arba Bottom. That I'm not sure about already. Tana Rabbanon, look at the Brayis Azot. State in Pasik, Behikriv Mimenu Mina Mechubar. So it says in the Pasik, Mimenu Mina Mechubar, which means Rashi explains you have to take all 40 chalas and put it into a sal and take off the chalas that way. When you take off this truma, you have to do tzir of sal. Has to be Mina Mechubar. That's what Rashi says. That's Mimenu. Mimenu Mina Mechubar. Echod, so you taparus. Shouldn't give him a piece. You give him a ganza bokalo. Mikol carbon, you call it kabbana shavas, like spoken in the Mishnah. Shloitim al carbon al chaver. It should be even 10, 10, and 10. Therefore, each chuma is on each type of challah. Chuma l'Hashem, any day mekama. I don't have a chuma to give. Any day mekama, he harini don. Nemekan chuma. It says over here chuma. Loshon is mimenu echad mikol carbon chuma l'Hashem. And it says over here chuma nema, but chuma is ma'isa chuma. But chuma is ma'isa. It says that you have to take off ma'isa and give it to the kohen. It says mimenu chuma Hashem ma'isa and a ma'isa. This is the ma'isa rishon that the Levi gets. He has to give 10% to the kohen. So just like there is 10%, ma'ala halon by chuma is ma'isa echad ma'asara. Avkan by chuma of toida echad ma'asara. Oy klakad arzu. Or maybe go this direction. Nema kan chuma nema bakurim chuma. Chuma bakurim is also called chuma. Nem bakurim chuma, ma'ala halon ein l'shir. Just like bakurim is no shir, afkan ein l'shir. So gemara no lo nirul mi daim donim chuma shein akra chuma chuma shein akra chuma. We don chuma which doesn't have chuma. Chuma is ma'isa. After that you're done. Ma'ashenke bakurim. After you take a bakurim, you have to take off chuma ma'isa rishon ma'isa sheni. So we're donim chuma shein akra chuma, which is by chala. There's nothing afterward. But chuma shein akra chuma from chuma's ma'isa, which is done. Vayichichu bakurim shechakayim chuma. Bakurim has chuma afterwards. Or you maybe say a klach derech zu. Donin chuma and achelos makom kadosh. We know that toida has to be eaten, but makom kadosh has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But chuma and achelos makom kadosh from bekurim, which has to be in Yerushalayim. Valtchiyach chuma's ma'isa. Chuma's ma'isa can be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Valtchiyach chuma's ma'isa shachelos b'chol makom. So maybe I think it's more diamond to bekurim, right? Tamaloyim mimenu chuma l'Hashem. V'chiv chuma's ma'isa menu chuma. It says both places says mimenu chuma l'Hashem. Loshon by Toide is v'hikri menu, then it says echa mekol karbon chuma l'Hashem, and by chumas ma'isa says v'haroisim menu chumas Hashem. So the words are very similar, teaching us that there's a gzeres shava. V'ksiv chumas ma'isa menu chuma, l'gzeres shava l'manu chuma shu echad ma'asara. Ava eini yedeya mekama hi chala. We don't know how much chala to take from. We know it's 10% now. 10% of what? Hareini don v'nema kan lechem v'nema l'halom ashtaya lechem lechem. Mala halon isorin lechala, avkan isorin lechala. So now, we already established last Mishnah all the exact amount. But how do we know that? How do we know, for example, we'll start with chametz, that there's 10 isarin for the chametz ones, and each chal is isarin. How do you know that? So Gemara will tell you how you know. Ain't there a comma? I don't know how much. So he says, it says over here lechem, and it says over here lechem, it says lechem. By shtei lechem, it says first in the pasuk, shtei lechem is shtei isarinim. Malahal and isarin lechala, afkan isarin lechala. Two isarinim, two lechems. How much each one? Isarin lechala. So therefore, he also saw on the chal oy klach derech zu nemekan lechem nem lechem aponim lechem mala halon shnei esroynes each chalos two esroynes afkan shnei esroynes. So what would you say? Is chal like lechem aponim or chal like shnei lechem? So to Gemara nira lemi doime donim mincha ba chometz im hazavach mincha ba chometz im hazavach. Both shnei lechem and toida are very similar. They both have chometz. And they both come together with the carbon. Because by shtei lechem is kivsi atzeres, and by toida comes the carbon toida. By yichir lechem aponim she'ina ba chometz im hazavach. Does not chometz on the hazavach? Oy klach derech zu. Don a mincha ba me'eretz v'chutz laretz. Les dan a mincha ba me'eretz v'chutz laretz. Min hachadosh u min hayashon. Mincha ba me'eretz v'chutz laretz. Min hachadosh u min hayashon. Les dan mincha that comes from Eretz Yisrael. And from Chutz Laretz, not Dafka, you can bring anywhere you want. And Menachos Me'yashon, the Mincha Abba Me'eretz Chutz Laretz, which Lechem Aponim come from Eretz Chutz Laretz, Menachos Me'yashon. Va'yichich Shtei Lechem, that has to be Dafka from Eretz Yisrael, and Dafka from Chadosh. Shein Abba is Menachos Me'yashon. So now we're not sure who should we compare.
What comes from Chadosh?
Lechem Aponim come from Chadosh. From that week that you bring the Omer, it could come from the fresh, the second to best fresh stuff. It could be Chadosh or Yosha. It doesn't have to be, there's no exact way, Tvuah it has to be from. It could be from the new Tvuah that was today, let's say on Shavuos. Do you have to bring from the Chadosh? No, you can bring from the Yosha. You don't have to bring from the Chadosh.
Then you have to bring from the
Yosha? Oh, no, have to. No, it has to be after the Toidu, after Mechaz Omer, but it could be from the Chadosh, which means today will be the second thing you did. The first carbon has to be Shtei Lechem, but it could be the second one. It's still called Chadosh. It's still called Chadosh. The stuff you eat right after Pesach, it's still called Chadosh. It's not called Yashin yet. It's still called Chadosh. It's mutter like Yashin, it's still called Chadosh. That's what it means over here. It doesn't mean here Mamish, the firstborn Mamish, because the first one to bring, because that's obviously the Shtei Lechem. But the Moraz now wants to know, what's Toida compared to? Is it compared to Shtei HaLechem because they both of them come with the carbon and they're both chametz, or you compare it to Lechem Aponim, because they both could come from Chutz Laretz, and they both could be from the Chadosh or the Yashon. So now we're not sure. So where do we learn from? Tamaloymar, V'alchis Lechem, Zayin Bois, El Mechaz, V'nei Arts. Tamaloymar, Mishvei Seichem, Teviu Lechem, Lechem, Tnufa, Shtayim. Mishvei Seichem, Teviu Lechem, Tnufa, Shtayim. It says by Shtei Lechem, extra word Teviu. What's Teviu? We know what it means Teviu. We learned Teviu is coming tomorrow for something else that I'm bringing. What is that? That is the Toida. Mala halon is sorin lechala. Afkan is sorin lechala. Imala halon shnei esroinos. Maybe it's two. There's two total two esroinos. Here also should be a total of two esroinos. Afkan shnei esroinos. Should be a total of two chalas. It says in the pasuk, same pasuk as Yosechem, Teviu lechem truva shdayim shnei esroinos. Just sales tiyano. There's extra yud in Tiana. It's 2 years there. You don't need 2 years. The extra yud is saying there's 10 chalas. And that's how you know 10 chalas by the 10 chalas by the chometz. At least you know chometz is 10 isarin, 10 chalas. Very clear. But lamadnu asarin lechometz. Asarin lamatza, how do you know? Menayin. How do you know asar lamatza? How do you know asara isarin is lamatza? And actually, matza will be 30 chalas. But how do you know asara lamatza? 10 isarin is total. Menayin tamaloymar. The pasuk says, al chalas lechem chometz. It says that you bring those 30 matza chalas. And it says the next pasuk, al chalas lechem chometz yakov gabonoi. So it's a hekish. Al chalas lechem chometz, neged chometz havei matza, nimtzu esrim isarinis, 20 isarinis. Asroin is lach mitoida. Asoro lachomets, 10 for chomets, but asoro lamatza and 10 for matza. Yochel asoro shiva matza, lo yakum mechon. Maybe it's one min, maybe it's one type. Tamaloim, the pasuk says, imatoida yakivenu hikra azevach atoida, chalois matza is blues by Hashem, and that's one. That's one's blula. Urukikim matza mashuchim by Hashem, and they have rukikim that are smeared with Shemin. And soilus murubechas, which is the ravucha. Ravucha was first scalded in the pan, and then you mixed it with oil and you baked it. Nimzu shloisha esroin of such chomimim. If there's 10 esroin for 3 types of matzahs, then the pashut math is 3 esroin and shlosh chomimim. V'shalish chalas le'esroin and 3 chalas per esroin. That's why you have 10 chalas, which are a third, 3 esroin and a third. V'nimzu lach mitayda arba'im. There's 40. Noitel mehem arba. Take 4 out of that. V'noisin lekayin v'ashar nechalkan resi lekanim. What? Eat into the bailam. The coin gets 4, and the rest go to the bailam. The 36 go to the bailam. Very good shmak, a braisa, very clear. Now the Gemara is going to analyze piece by piece different parts of this braisa. Omamar. We learn from the word menu, that's from a chubur. Like Rashi explained, the meant from one sal, one basket, the brisket rovs and daik, all 40 in one sal, not like 10. You could have said like each 10 in the sal and take out one from the sal to give to the coin. But the brisket rovs and daik from Rashi, all 40 in one basket. So we're saying menu mitzvah mechuber. On the other, the chesiv says in the pasuk, this is a whole other thing. By Shlom and says, "Ves kol chelboy yorim mimenu." You take out the chelboy from the carbon and you put it on the mizbeach. This is the Shlom. Hasa my mechuber yikar. What's the mechuber? The Gemara thought right now that you first cut up the basa and then you take the murim off. So it's not mechuber anymore. So tomorrow, no, you taka do that. So it says, "Kedar Chista, Amavim, Amavimai, Shleina Teach Basa Koyim Shita Murim." You taka, don't cut up the basa until you take out the murim. The murim has to be mechuber. Menu means from mechuber. Even there also, you take out the murim, take out the murim from the shlamim, even before you cut it up. Amamar, Nemakan Truma, Nemakan Trumas Ma'isa Truma. So we learn out that's 10% from Trumas Ma'isa. That's how much the present of the coin is. Why don't we learn Trumas Midyan? How much is Trumas Midyan? So Trumas Midyan, for those who learned the Parashas Matos, is 1 out of 500. So 1 out of 500 is a good thing Rashi Kisviyah tells us here, because you know not everyone is so well versed in Parashas Matos, but Baruch Hashem over here, the Olam is. So 1 out of 500. Maybe 1 out of 500, not 1 out of 10. So learn Trumas Midyan. So come on, no, Donim Truma Haneheges or Truma Haneheges Dairus. We learn how Truma that's Nagel Dairus from Trumas Nagel Dairus. But here, Trumas Midyan was a one time thing. The Trumas Midyan, those, sorry, I didn't speak it out, is what they had a war against the Midyanim and they captured all the booty and all the, and the Taf Venoshim. There was a very successful war and they split up the loot they split up. They gave a present to the Mishkan from it, and there was Trumas Midyan. There was different amounts. Some that the to Allah, after I in the pasuk goes by Richas exactly how much you gave. In any case, that wasn't Ludaris. But here Trumas Midyan she in the Hegas Daris, not Ludaris. Why learn that from Chala? Chala is called Truma. How much is Chala? So Rashi says the name of Trumas Chala. Learn from Chala. Chala is 1 out of 24. We know in the Mishnah in Chala it says a Nachtoim takes 1 out of 48, and a Babai takes 1 out of 24. So why don't we learn from there that's 124? Freaked Allah Achroinim, what do you mean? The Chala says the Pasuk 1 out of 24? It says the Chala, they take off a Mashu. That's what it says in the Pasuk. The Rabban Chazal said 1 out of 24. So how do we learn that 124? How do we rise to Gadinim over here by Chala's Taita? There's a bumper Kasha. And actually, Noid Behuda has a tshuva that he wants a Taina. There's 2 Dinim by Chala. One famous one din is to make it ois tevel. That's enough of mashu. There's another part of Trumas Chala, a matana to the kohen. It has to be kedei nesina. And he says that is the raisa. And the 124th is the raisa. Some say it's 148, ayin sham, and the agaf and the ben amachaber there. But because how can a nachtim take 148 if it was the raisa 124th? Ayin sham. But in any case, he holds that the Nesina is a deraisa, the Rebbe says. And he buys the Rebbe from here. This is one of the Rayas from this Gemara. It's a beautiful Rayas, the Rebbe. Actually, he learns up into Rashi and Chumash in Parashah Shlach and the Parashah of Chala. He learns out that there's 2 dinim. And there's 2 dinim of the Rebbe, there's 2 dinim. Al Kaponim, that was just a quick synopsis of your local raid bite. This would definitely be a raid bite type idea. There's Rebbe, it's a famous Rebbe, that there's 2 dinim in the Chala. Al Kaponim, back to our Gemara. So learn out for Chumash Chala 124th. Talking about Tana Berei Shmuel, Don and Davos Nem Menu Chumas Hashem, Davos Nem Chumal Hashem, Lafuke Chumas Chalo Nem Menu Chumal Hashem. By Chalo, the loss of Chalo is Reishis Arisa Seichem Chalo Terimu Truma. Truma is going to be said. Don't say Truma Hashem. Don't say Mimenu. Mashenken over here, we have here Chumas Meiser and Chuma of Toida both say the word Mimenu and Chumas Hashem. Therefore, it's more similar than Chala. So, the Gemara, Boyi Rava, Chumas Lach Mei Toida. This Chala that you took off, 1 out of 10, out of the 4 types of Chalas. Chumas Lach Mei Toida. Chayav Malea Miso V'Choymesh, and Chayav Miso V'Choymesh. If someone eats it, are they Chayav Miso V'Choymesh, or not Chayav Miso V'Choymesh? What's the Shiloh? Given the iskish chumas meiser, kuchumas meiser dami. Since the history of chumas meiser, become chumas meiser. Look, you eat chumas meiser, you chayv misa chaymish. Oy dilma, maybe not chayv misa chaymish. Why? It says by the parasha of chumas meiser of chumas. Someone eats chumas. It says v'shamru es v'shmarati lo yisu lo avchet o meisu boy ki chalu. So a lashon boy is memayit only chumas meiser chayv misa chaymish, not by Chuma of Taida, and also by Chamisha Soy, where it says, you have to give the Chamisha, it says, Chamisha Soy, which is also a Miyat, Rachmano. Okay, so that would be a Tzad, the way it's a Miyat. Now the Gemara is like, Imtim Tzaloymar, Imtim Tzaloymar, that you would have without the Miyat, what about Midamas, or Inimidamas? Halach is, Chuma has special din. If I mix Chuma Chulin, it's not Batal Bashishin. How much do you need? 101. So here, what about the Taida falls in? You need 101 or not? So and here you don't have a Miyat, so that's just a new Shaila, Midamas, Inimidamas. Teiku. More blives are a teiku. Omamar. How do we know that it's 10 chalas? You know it's Yisaroin from Shtei HaLechem. Why? Because it's Shtei HaSroinis. But the Gemara says maybe it's the total Shtei HaSroinis. How do you know it's 10 Yisaroin? So what's the Gemara answer? It says Tiana, extra Yud. The Yud is 10. Omamar, Tamloim Tiana, my Tamuda, what exactly is this Rasha? So we already spoke out a little bit. Let's see what the Gemara says. Omar Yitzchak, the top of the Afayin Chesman Aleph. Extra yod. Extra yod teaches us that yod is sar. Maybe it's 10 half kavin. How do you know it's 10 sar? Much more. How do you know? Amarava, but it's rain. It's called the Bakasa. The pastor told me a sar in there. Shtei is rain. Tiana. Then it says, Lamanu, asar lechomets. That's what we know, asar lechomets. Asar lematza menayin. So this is the Bryce that talks and says like this. Asar lematza menayin. The Bryce said, what's the reason? It's a hekish. Tamalama al chalois lechem chometz. Keneged chometz havi matzah. Bring chometz, bring the matzah keneged the chometz. No, also the exact amount, 10 isarin. Faitim arakasha. Chidova loimit behekesh, chayz lam behekesh? You realize over here that the whole way we know that there's shtei esroinim and then there's 10 isarin by chometz is learned out of shtei alechem. So how do you do that? How do you make a double of a hekesh? How's a chayz lam of a hekesh? You're learning out over here. The chametz atzma is learned out from shtei alechem. That's a sarin lechala from the hekesh of lechem alechem. So here, how do you know? It's like more like a mamatzino. It's more like a hekesh. So how's a chayz lam of a hekesh to the din matzah? It's a pella. And for the Gemara, this is called a menu v'dava achar. Chol menu v'dava achar lo yav a hekesh. A menu v'dava achar means that since it doesn't, since it says the only the what do you learn from Shtei Lechem? 2 is Sarin. Is Sarin learn from Shtei Lechem? How do you know 10? 10 is in the parasha of matzah alone, chametz alone. Why? Because you learn the word chuma, the word chuma there. So you learn out from the word chuma alone. It's in the parasha alone. So you're not learning out mamish legamri from Shtei Lechem everything. It's a menu v'dav achar. It's just telling you that it's Sarin. And then you're learning out, hey, men of the Vachar, that all the dinim was so. We know all the dinim was so. That's why it's called hey, menu with the Vachar. Rashi says in the Kisya like this: Kolayma beimash shakasu bebegufoi beimash lom davachar nafkelon. The chometz eser esroinis who the bididei ksivi esachals kafin leil the chuma echad ma'asara. Ulahachi gomer shnei lechem the isarin yilachachala harei eser esroinis. So Rashi says, what would be a case of plain hekesh? It didn't say esachalas at all. But shleichem with 10 esroinis. Oh, that's already a full-fledged hekesh. But here is a menu davachu. So Gemara says, what's the machlekes? So the Gemara taviu rebuyahu. The lemaisa we said that the word taviu, that's what teaches us the bottom line. We're not sure we learn out from. What was the makkah of patash teach us? They learn from shtei alechem. The word taviu. Taviu is an extra word by shtei alechem. It's ki'ilu. It says taviu by the parasha of Taida. Once it's kilu, it says taviu there, that's not called a hekesh. It's kilu, it's mafurish by the parasha of toida, by the chametz, that you have two esrainas, one esar and perchala, and they're all together 10 esrainas, and therefore you could learn out from there, because taviu is a ribu, it's like it says mafurish in that parasha.